the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Supercoach Quick Fire Q&A. Normally on a Friday, Xavier Ellis, so new to Supercoach, actually. A few things to discuss.
But I enjoy Supercoach. I enjoy Supercoach. I think that's... I enjoy the scoring system a fraction more than the other fantasy system.
Is that anything to do with your ranking in the other system? But anyway, we'll leave that aside. So obviously we're doing this on a Wednesday, normally Friday, but out of action on Friday, which means that a bit busy, I think. Got my hands full.
Yeah.
Literally two kids.
Two kids. So
what we're doing this on the Wednesday, obviously not as good, because the charm about this quickfire Q&A is it comes out post, typically comes out post teams. And it's all good and well giving our theories on a Monday podcast. And
I'm sure people understand though, I don't think there'd be too many complaints about you doing a podcast. If it was me, I'd say stick it in your ass and suck it. You're not getting
look
London.
After them, so
you've gone
one,
early. You've
well,
gone early.
Gone early and you've come to help us, so we can try to lift... make it a little bit better than normal by having you there with me rather than just me talking to myself for the 20 minutes about Supercoach. So let's go through some of these questions now. First one, after trades, there will only be three left. I think so. These fixed trades formats, Dave, it adds a completely different element to the game.
Where should you be now, roughly? I don't know. Bad luck's bad luck with injuries and whatnot.
Well, the ideal situation is you have five trades post. Once you've got your team full of premiums, you've got five trades left.
Maneuver.
The back half of the year, when there's a Paddy Cripps gets suspended for 4 weeks, when there's a George Hewitt who has whatever he had last year and misses the last 5 weeks, where the guy who was leading 5 weeks ago wore four donuts and finished fourth in Supercoach because he had no trades left.
Is that right?
So you want five left. No one's going to have five.
What have you got?
I've got five post-trades this week. Then I'm going to need to do another trade to get a complete team before round 16.
So you might
three,
have four. Three.
Three. One down, one up. And then I still haven't got a Jack Sinclair. I haven't got a... so I might even do a little Sheasel. So I could have one.
Right.
So I'm in strife.
But you got any protection? You got any protection on the bench?
Good protection.
Maybe right, okay.
You taught me from an early age, Xavier Ellis, about the protection. So
important.
Three trades is fine. So in this case, it's better to field 18 and trade Humphrey to Oliver to make sure you get a complete team, or keep a trade and play 19 players this week. I think you want the 19 this week personally, and use that trade next week to get the Clayton Oliver. Your thing is fine first up, don't you, Ollie?
Clary. Not a drama in the world what's going to happen with Clary Oliver this week. I wouldn't have thought, because he's not actually first up. It's not like it's a knee. He's missed with a... he would have played last week and they had the bye. So he would have done a whole load anyway.
Okay, so he still needs to trade. So the option is trade to a rookie to get 19 or trade Humphrey to Oliver. So the extra rookie, say it's a Marek who's going to score 25, or it's a Humphrey who might score 70, Oliver 120, you're going to gain more points by having that Humphrey to Oliver move. So I'd rather do that move and complete your team with that. I thought it was either not using a trade and keeping 19.
Well, if you can get to Oliver, you get to Oliver now.
Get to Oliver. Next question. Is it better to rush to get a full primo or hold fire to not burn trades and upgrade to like an Anderson? He was thinking about going a Ridley type with Sisley not playing and he might be a top six, or wait and get Day to top six in terms of Sisley in a few weeks to come. Oh, what, 3 weeks Sisley's out for fielding Day? I think Day's going to be fine, and I've got Day and Ridley, and there's every chance Day could outscore. So
bye came at a good time for Day too, if I'm being honest. I think he'd had an outstanding start, a couple of fluctuations, a little bit of pressure from opposition teams too. I think the bye came at a good time.
Yep, so I'd hold fire with that and keep Day, not do Day to Ridley. I'd wait and then do Day to Sisley in a few weeks. The other question is, do you go like a Noah Anderson who might not be full-blown, or do you go a Clayton Oliver?
I know Noah Anderson's a good player. Do you believe in everything after the weekend the Gold Coast are doing? Or do you reckon they've got a couple more of them in them?
Jeez, they hurt.
Do you know what I mean? At least, for example, I don't know what the prices are in this, but like if it's an Oliver and an Anderson.
Oh, you go Oliver.
But in terms of just the team, you know that if Oliver plays a shit one, it's purely on Oliver. Anderson can put in a shocker, it can be on the 21 teammates as well, putting in a team
and then
shocker.
The coach threw the toys out of the cot. So after half time, They started the midfield with Holman, Will Powell and Rao, and they had Anderson off the wing, whereas you're not going to see Oliver come off the wing. So
they got removed out of the centre bounces for a reason. They got absolutely dacked.
Yeah, and the difference with this, and that's why I like these fixed trades of Supercoach over the fantasy, is that whoever you go, you're stuck with for the rest of the year. Last year, I was stuck with a Short and Crisp combo and kept giving up points to a Sinclair. So if you're stuck with an Anderson over an Oliver and you're going to give up 15 points per week for the rest of the year, it's going to come and hurt you. So get the best one. And if it means having to be patient, wait for that trade in a couple of weeks, you're going to make up those extra points from there. From round 16 onwards, who would you rather at D7, which is like a backup you can use as loop, Elliot Yeo or Himmelberg? I think it's Yeo, personally.
No brainer. And I'm not a Himmelberg man. I'm reading the 900,000 stuff, and I don't think list managers watch football. They just don't watch it. They just...
Well, I think Himmelberg's good, but he's not going to score the 110 he scored at the back end of last year because he... One, they've got a coach who doesn't allow...
He's a third defender or a third forward.
Those chips.
That's it.
And they have Whitfield and Ash back there, where last year Himmelberg had it to himself. So you might see, like, he's been good the last couple of weeks and he's been averaging, getting 80s. I think you might see hundreds from Yeo. So it's Yeo at D6, plus you get the extra number for this week, which I think is going to come in very handy. This coach has Sicily, who's the best option to bring in. Already owned Stewart, Dacos, Dawson, Sinclair and Zeeble. So the top four mains outside of Zeeble, Stewart, Dacos, Dawson, Sinclair are the top four you want. Currently leading towards Ridley. Interested to hear your thoughts. Ridley's been good. So I've watched him closely. I mentioned to you, Zave, I had him all year where I thought he was pretty poor. With Zerk Thatcher injured, Laverde injured, Kelly injured, he was forced to play on Tom Hawkins at that like key defender.
That was Zerk.
Zerk, then he moved.
Zerk Ridley, got dacked early.
Then Ridley had to move to him. Yeah. There's another day he had a key match up. Since he got concussed,
it knocked him back into shape.
Knocked him, it was woken him up. And watching him against West Coast when he had all those marks, he's there calling for the footy, which he wasn't doing in the past.
They have a tough run.
Better footy. They do have a tough run, but I still think he's going to be that third tall, which takes the marks which they need.
Only thing, Essendon's game is built like Nick Martin, good player, not a superstar. Mm. Was he ranked in the competition according to champion data, etc.? Like the fifth best player in the competition.
Cavred 250th.
But let's say it's the same people. They have Martin. They only have him there because of the style they play. And the style they play when it's on their terms is a shitload of marks, a lot of kicking, good number sort of stuff. Mm. Whereas if you're getting pressured, there's no chippity chip chip chip. There's no free football. You're under the pump.
You might be onto something.
I'd be wary.
So I'm just looking. So Redmond is 1-2. He averages 120 in wins and 80 in losses. So they're
style.
When it's on their terms.
Their style. And I don't think there's a team more, maybe Freo, but more susceptible to their pressure changing.
I think Ridley can score close enough to the top six. I've got him and I'm happy enough with him. So he probably is the one outside of that. I think Bailey Dale's also good, but he's obviously on his bye. If you need someone this week, it's him, or you take that punt on the cheaper one being a Yeo, but you've just got to take that risk with his body. But
I think Yeo, in terms of this style of fantasy, super coach, I can see him performing really well.
I think the only risk with him is his body breaking
down. I think that there's a lot riding on it for both West Coast and Elliot Yeo to get to the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. All right, thanks again. As I said, we'll back to normal scheduling come next week when we do the Tuesday night pod with Tommy and back to the Friday Q&A. So change of schedule. Hope you appreciate it. And nice to have you on Supercoach, Xavier.
And good luck tomorrow, mate. Big day for the Lestier family.
Thank you, mate. Jeez. All right. News just come in. Clary not named. Still can't believe it. Very stiff for holders, where it was a 50-50 flip of the coin, whether to hold or trade. That lead in leaning in where there was a chance it was only going to be 1 week, worst case two, coming into the bias, best 18. So those who have held, it's an absolute shocking luck. And time again, it still would have been a 50-50 call. Something's up there. The fact he was running or played out the game then was running post. I know they're saying it's the infection or conditioning on the back of that, but don't know. Something's up, whether he's done it again or something's going on. So very unlucky to owners. I still think it's a hold, though. I've seen some scenarios thinking, well, who knows where he's going to return. He's got cash in his head. Let's just jump off now. Get the extra number. the benefit of having him. He's by far and away the best player, or not by far and away, but I think he's the best player in Supercoach, him and Bontempelli. In terms of the midfield group, knowing where people's trades are at and people want to make that upgrade this week and even next week, they might be cautious to go a Clary next week first up after this break, whereby he's gone from being 88% of the top 1,000 and pretty common to now he'll be very unique for you in the run home. And if he does come back, return, hit his straps, that could be hopefully make up for these time he's out. So I wouldn't be trading him out. If I had him, obviously the Q&A we just went through, a lot of it, my opinion was to go Clary at all costs. I was fine with getting him first up off this injury, which might have been a blessing that at least they didn't name him, and the first game up we know whether he's in or not. So what do you do with your trade plans? Do you be one of those coaches and take a haircut and get another midfielder, Petraka, who's putting up great numbers anyway, and even Tommy, who sees him as well as anyone, was tossing up between and Oliver and Petraka, considering Oliver was going to be picked anyway. So he's the way you'd go over that. And is the question, well, do you just wait until Oliver comes back to make that upgrade, or do you just sacrifice not owning Oliver for the rest of the year? I think it's getting that premium this week, and it is that Petraka looks the best bet. And who knows what's going to happen if Oliver comes back. If you do have a couple of trades left, you might be able to make a little luxury late to get him. But, and this is what I mean, this is where those who own might get rewarded by him being a lot more unique with the way it's all played out. But thanks again for those questions. We'll touch base next week. Have a great weekend. Finally, the bye rounds will be finished soon. This will be the worst. Don't be too stressed if you're struggling to field. I know teams are struggling to field 18 before Ollie, and now he's out. There'll be some 16ers there, but as I said, fielding 16, most people who have 18, like myself, if teams go my way, it includes a Johnson and a Marek and a Fife who, judging by last week, they might only score me 30 points each, 40 points each, and you'll make that up straight after the bye. So don't stress too much about this week. Plenty of time in the season to go to make some inroads. So we'll chat to you with Tommy next week. Cheers.